Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister, bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Arvel Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at arvelbird.com and get a hold of all of Arvel's wonderful music.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like fish sticks. Filets, I get, but sticks? Maybe we can just compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with Brie?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals,
imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, but you think that everything good is gone. And you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. Footsteps even lighter, doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you
Nutrition. So I would like to thank Sherry Diamond, who is our guest today, Patience 2 meeting, to get things together. So without any further ado, I just would like to let everybody know that we have a special going today. Patricia is concerned. If you have any questions, you're welcome to email me at claudia.clary@yahoo.com. Yes. Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Sherry.
Yeah, it's just very staticky. I could hardly hear you, Claudia.
I know.
A lot of interference.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to try to see if we can fix this, and I'm going to ask everybody for patience. But while I take care of the technical things, I'd like to introduce Sherry Diamond. She's also known as the Flow Doctor, and she is an expert on feng shui. So, Sherry, would you please let people know?
Hello?
Hi, Sherry, this is Claudia. Is this sounding a little bit better?
Yeah, it's still not clear.
It's still not clear? All right. Well, I'm going to try rebooting one more time, if you just don't mind continuing to talk.
I hear a humming in the background.
Okay. Let me try this one more time. Keep going.
Okay.
All right. Hang on for just one second. Keep going, Sherry. Can you hear me? Does that sound better now?
It's better.
Okay, so the problem was my headset and probably just weird technical issues and weird glitches. I want to thank you so much for coming on to the show with us today. It is such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're very, very welcome. So if you could tell us just briefly what you do with feng shui. I have some questions that I'd like to ask you, but a lot of people, I think, who might be listening, some people might be familiar with it, some people might not. But for those who are not, could you explain exactly what feng shui is?
Yes, sure. Well, feng shui has been around for thousands of years, and it's an ancient Chinese practice of placement. And I like to call it an environmental science. It's also an art. And it offers a proven system for arranging your home and your workspace and even your land to create harmony, balance, and beauty in your environment. And when you use feng shui principles, you're going to improve your quality of life, your health, your wealth, your love life, your career, and your mindset. And I like to mention about Napoleon Hill, who was very famous for the book Think and Grow Rich. And
mm-hmm.
He studied the richest men in the world for 20 years back in the early 1900s. And I found this quote by him. He said that success in life, no matter what one may call success, is very largely a matter of adaption to environment, such as a matter that there is harmony between the individual and his environment. So I thought that was very powerful. And it's about being the co-creator and designing the life that you want to create for your future. You can think of it as programming your environment and using your home or your workspace as your big vision board. And when you apply the principles, you create an environment that exudes harmony and balance and beauty and support, and then you're going to feel peaceful and nurtured and supported and more balanced. You'll feel happier.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's all about the harmony within the space in which you are living. I have read a little bit about feng shui. Oops, I'm very sorry.
I read a little bit about feng shui, and I understand some of the basic principles. I know the color is a part of it, and that the arrangement and placement of the furniture in the home and the style of furniture and how certain other things within the house itself were placed make a difference. How did you get started with feng shui?
Well, I used to live in Anchorage, Alaska. I'm from New York, and I sat in on a lecture at a local Barnes & Noble by a feng shui consultant, and I got intrigued. But then I started thinking, oh, this is so hokey. How can moving a couch or putting a plant somewhere really change your life? But then I started reading books, and I realized that there is a science to this, and it's based on Einstein's principles of everything is energy. Based on quantum physics, and then it started to really make sense to me. So I had the opportunity to move to New York, and when I read some books, there was a book that resonated with me, and I saw there was a certification program in New York. I moved to New York, and I forgot about it. I forgot about the feng shui, and I went to a restaurant where they were having 10-minute astrology readings. I decided to have a reading, and the astrologer said to me, Sherry, you need to get a career going. And I said, I know, but I didn't like what I did previously, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to be when I grew up. So she thought for a moment, and then she said to me, I've never told anyone this before, but you need to be a feng shui consultant. So I was blown away. I couldn't believe she said that. That got my wheels turning again. And I still wasn't sure because I looked up the certification program. It was starting in a few weeks. It was a big commitment. So I prayed for a sign. That always works for me. When I pray for a sign, I get my answers. Mm-hmm. And I joined this women's gym, and I was the only one that showed up to orientation. And one thing led to another. I was speaking to the personal trainer. Feng Shui came into the topic, and I mentioned it to her, and she said, I had a Feng Shui consultant come to my home, and it changed my life. Go for it. So that was the answer that I needed, and I signed up and completed the certification program, and it really changed my life. I'm hearing that static again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe if I just change the phone. I'm really, really sorry about that. It sounds like you have taken something that people gave you some suggestions on and really ran with it. That's a wonderful. How long have you been doing this?
It will be about 13 years ago that I got certified. And I knew I was in the right place because then I ended up moving back to Anchorage, and I got opportunities presented to me. I was asked to speak at the Alaska Women's Show, the Home and Garden Show. I was asked to be a columnist in a local newspaper for feng shui columnist. So things started to really happen for me back then.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I just want to also mention with the feng shui to explain it even further. First of all, I want to be clear that it's not a religion. People get nervous about that. And secondly, I like to refer to it as space acupuncture. Have you ever had acupuncture, Claudia?
Yeah, I have had acupuncture, and a lot of people have misconceptions about that one, too.
Also an ancient Chinese art, and the acupuncturist looks for the meridian points in the body where the qi or the energy is not flowing freely and strategically places those needles in those points so that the qi starts to flow, and in turn, well-being is restored, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And so it's the same thing with feng shui for the home. It's based acupuncture. When you move the furniture and you arrange things according to feng shui principles, you're opening up the flow for the qi to flow freely, and in turn, the people that live there or work in the space then reap the rewards.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely, and it's really amazing how arranging your home based on the principles really makes such an impact. Can you tell us some of the stories about some of the people who have taken your suggestions, made the changes, and the impact it's had on their lives?
Sure. I had a client named Gina. We were at a business networking meeting. I work mostly with women entrepreneurs, and she came in crying in tears after she introduced herself. She's a real estate home appraiser, and she said, my business isn't going anywhere. It's going backwards. I'm not getting clients. I'm at my wit's end. I'm using business strategies, but nothing is changing. So I literally followed her home after the networking meeting and went to her home, and as soon as I walked into her home office, I could tell why her business wasn't doing well. So after her taking my suggestions, she rearranged things because there was a lot of clutter in the office. You could hardly walk in there, and too much furniture and lots of other things going on. She made the changes, and then within a week, she started to get clients again, and her business turned around. And a lot of times, we don't really see what's going on in our own space. We can't see our own blind spots, so that's why it's really important to get an outsider, a trained feng shui consultant, to really see what's going on in the space.
Yeah, but sometimes it's better to have somebody impartial come in and assess what you need to do instead of someone you know. Just out of curiosity, why are you called the flow doctor, and what does flow mean to you?
Sure. I am called the flow doctor. I was coined that name because I help people and spaces get unstuck and get flowing again. And there's a universal flow, and the universal flow has its own speed and vibration, and I believe that when you're in alignment with it, you're going to create ease in your life. And I believe that the process is twofold. And the first part of it is there's a way of being that gets you into an alignment in order to be in the flow. And the Tao Te Ching, which is the oldest surviving book originating from China, teaches us to act in our lives as water acts in nature. So think about a river for a moment. The river follows the easiest route and the path of least resistance, right? So we need to be flexible and flow like the river rather than to force things to happen in our lives. We need to be let go and be guided by a higher power. If we reach obstacles, just like the river, we need to flow around those obstacles and deal with them and flow around them. And eventually we're going to attract circumstances, events, and situations like being in the right place at the right time. People call that a coincidence, but I don't believe in coincidences. I believe that you're in the flow of life when those things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And serendipitous circumstances happen. And when you're not in the flow, your vibration doesn't match the vibration of the universe, and then you're going to run into obstacles. You're going to feel stuck. You're going to feel like you hit a brick wall. You're going to say to yourself, why can't I get things done? I'm spinning my wheels. And then you're going to feel overwhelmed. So you don't want to try to steer the river. You want to go with the flow and take the path of least resistance. So that's the first part of being in the flow. And the second part, besides the way of being, is to set up your environment. And that's where feng shui comes into play. You must have the space for the energy to flow. We'll think about the river again. And in order for the water to flow freely, there needs to be space. Because if there's a big dam in the river, the water is going to be stagnant and stuck. So we want to think about your home. And if you're an entrepreneur or a business person, think about your office. Are there things physically that are preventing flow from happening?
Mm-hmm. Totally understood. And it makes a lot of sense, too. You know, if you have too much furniture in a space or it's not sized correctly for the space, it's either too little or too much, especially if your life's out of balance. Or the color in the space could be, you know, the wrong one. So what's the number one thing you must do before using feng shui?
Well, the number one thing you must address is clutter. That's
mm-hmm.
a biggie and a challenge for a lot of people.
Right.
You can't even apply feng shui before you address the clutter. And as a feng shui expert for almost 13 years now, I learned that clutter is the very first step you need to profoundly change your life, because it's the number one reason people remain stuck and unhappy. And it blocks opportunity and money from flowing your way. So that gets a lot of people motivated to clear their clutter. And in feng shui, your home is your mirror. So a cluttered environment represents a cluttered mind. And as a result, you're going to lack clarity, lack focus, and productivity. And when the flow is obstructed, it prevents all good things from coming your way, and many people don't realize that. So it's not always easy to clear your clutter by yourself, and a lot of times it can be overwhelming because your physical environment is your mirror. So most likely, I guarantee that you have emotional clutter if you have an excess of clutter. So it can be very overwhelming for you to clear it on your own. So I suggest you ask the help of friends or family members, or hire a personal organizer to help you, because a trained professional can clear your clutter or help you clear your clutter in months when it can take you years, and or even it can be done in a few weeks. They don't clear it for you. They help you through the process and guide you through the process. So there's no hiding clutter at all in drawers and closets and basements, garages, because you may have the chaotic closet that you only see, but you're the one that's going to be affected. So I suggest you start with the room that frustrates you the most, and the bedroom is the most important room because you sleep a third of your life. And every clear drawer, closet, and room gives you an opportunity to take back control of your life, because clutter is taking your power away. And clearing that mess out is going to give you your life back and give you clarity.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It makes a great deal of sense that would end up impacting you in such a profound way. I think that so many people have major issues with clutter. I know quite a number of them that do. It's been one of my 95-year-old grandmother's biggest problems. She's got a desk in her house, and it's just always covered with papers. It's actually kind of cute. It's the only place in her desk, in her house, that has clutter. But I don't think it really bothers her all that much, which I think is even more interesting. Okay, so you teach that there are four key steps involved in feng shui. Can you explain these steps?
Sure. Well, the first step is that you need to get crystal clear on your goals. Because how can you start applying feng shui? Feng shui is about changing your life and moving forward in a positive way in your future. You have to get clear on what you want to create in your life, because you are a divine creator. You have to determine where you want to be. What are your life goals? If you're in business, what are your business goals? And what I recommend is to write a list of wants and don't wants. Because first you start with don't wants. When you're clear on what you don't want, you get really clear on what you do want. And so we have to have a dream if we're going to make a dream come true, right? So how can you even make changes? Your home is your big vision board. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with a vision board. You need to get clear on what you want to create in your life, and then you cut out pictures and affirmations, and you glue it to your vision board. Well, in feng shui, your home is your vision board. So in order to make changes, you have to be really clear on what you want, or where you want to go on your goals. So that's step number one. Does that make sense, Claudia?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I think that having goals and visions.
Right, and people that write down their goals are much more likely to manifest them, studies have shown.
Absolutely. And it's tough, I think. I remember years ago I had 10 items that I had carried around in my wallet for what I was looking for in a significant partner. And people used to snatch that list out of my hands, and it was all I could do to get the list back. But interestingly enough,
it did start to end up drawing different people into my life at that time period. But, you know, just going back and just addressing the whole situation with your environment, I think that more importantly than carrying something around in your wallet, if you have not only the goals themselves, but also the means to turn around and just focus on where you need to go with your house, which obviously you're more equipped to handle than me, you're more likely to manifest those goals that you're carrying with you.
Yes, definitely. And that leads to step two. You program your environment using feng shui. And everything is alive, everything is energy, everything has a vibration. So programming your environment, your home and your workspace with feng shui then creates a vibrational match for you to attract what you put out. I'd like you to think for a moment of a radio station. In order for you to hear the music on your favorite station, you have to tune in properly. Otherwise, Claudia, what's going to happen if you're in between stations? What are you going to hear?
All you hear is static. It's not tuned into the right frequency.
Exactly. So when your home is not set up properly to support your goals and to support you, the energy is not flowing freely in your home. And what's going to be happening? It's going to be sending out static or unclear messages to the universe. And what do you end up with? You end up with a lot of challenges and you stay stuck in your life. So you are the creator of your reality. Make your feng shui changes with intention. Intention is key when it comes to feng shui. And so I recommend to my clients as they make their changes to state their intentions out loud and visualize the outcome as if it already happened, intending that everything is going to work out as it should, and then let go and allow the opportunities to come. And if you want to achieve a goal, the crucial part is to decide. You have to make the decision that you are going to manifest it. And it doesn't matter how you get from A to B. Most of the resources are going to come to you after you've made the decision. You set your intention and you make your feng shui changes. When you've made clear, committed decisions, it's going to open up the universal floodgates and you're going to receive the resources you need and to get from A to B. So after you declare your intention, you wait for the resources and events and situations to arrive. For instance, I want to tell you this funny story of my client Nancy. She owns a ranch in Montana, and she really desired to have more guests at her ranch, more clients come. She made the decision, she made her feng shui changes, and then out of the blue, the show The Bachelor, are you familiar with that show, Claudia, The Bachelor?
Yes, I'm very familiar with The Bachelor.
Yeah, so one of the recent episodes was at a ranch in Montana outside of Glacier National Park, and that's where Nancy's ranch was.
Oh, that's exciting.
They didn't show her exact ranch, but they showed a ranch in the same location. So now, all across the world, they became familiar with that area, Whitefish, Montana, outside of Glacier National Park. And guess what happened? Nancy's phone started ringing nonstop, and she was booking clients left and right.
Oh, that's exciting.
Who would ever think? Nancy never thought in her mind, okay, well, I'm going to make my changes, set my intention, and then The Bachelor is going to show a ranch in Montana. Who would ever think that up, right?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. So the universe works in magical ways when you're in alignment, when you're in the flow, when you arrange your home according to feng shui principles.
So have you ever seen people manifest things in their lives that are a little bit unconventional or unusual that you could talk a little bit about?
Like what? I'm not sure what you're referring to, unconventional.
Well, I guess maybe some more interesting stories. It sounds like your friend Nancy or your client Nancy manifested more clients for her business, which I think is exciting. Can you talk a little bit about some other businesses that other people have
have been able to turn around as a result of feng shuiing their house and getting very clear on what they wanted and manifesting and doing the steps that they need to do in order to create more abundance in their life.
Right. Well, I'll tell you my example because it's a very powerful story. Even though I was a feng shui consultant, when I started really moving full force into the business full time, because I did it very part time in the beginning because I had two babies.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't feeling very good about myself or confident, and I was always comparing myself to others and saying, oh, that person does it better than me. Who am I to be this feng shui consultant helping other people? And so I sat in tucked away behind a computer armoire, you know, one of those cabinets that the doors open and then you have the desk, and facing a wall, with my back to the door, not in a very empowering position. So my business wasn't doing very well. I wasn't feeling very empowered or confident. And it got to the point where I was going to lose my home and I was going to have to move and go get a job, and I wasn't happy about that either. So I had to make the choice. Either I step into my power and get empowered and claim my purpose and own it, or go get a job. So I decided to really step it up, get the help that I needed from a coach, and change my office around to feel empowered and get the proper desk and chair and place it in the proper position. And within 2 weeks, I had 4 new clients.
Wow.
So it was very, very powerful.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's just amazing.
And it's not only about the business, but it's also about your home. And I know you're about health with Namaste Nutrition, so I want to bring up a point here that a lot of people go outside of the home for healing.
Right.
Okay, and then they go back into the same toxic environment, and within a short period of time, I guarantee that their health is going to decline unless they're really, really very advanced. And so think about a goldfish. If your goldfish is not thriving, you're not going to take it out of the bowl, take it to the vet, give it some medicine, and put it back into the same bowl of water, are you?
No.
So what would you do instead, Claudia?
Oh, probably just change the water in the bowl. And
exactly. So you're changing the environment, right?
Cool.
We need to do the same thing with ourselves. If we go outside, and I'm a big believer in going and getting help, you can go to healers and holistic practitioners or whatever you see fit. But if you go back to your home, and there are factors in your home that are causing you to be ill, which most likely they are since your home is a mirror, then your health is going to decline again. So that's where the feng shui comes in. You need to address your home as well.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. You offer a free gift for listeners. Can you share what that is?
Yeah, but can I finish going over the 4 steps?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Do we not have time?
No, go right ahead. We have time. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So step number 3, we talked about the first 2 steps. Step number 1 is getting clear on your goals. Step number 2 is programming your environment using feng shui. And step number 3 is taking persistent action, because many people do incorporate feng shui principles into their home and their office, and then they say they're stuck and it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So you may think as soon as you make your feng shui changes that everything's going to magically appear, but a lot of times that's not the case. What feng shui does for you is it opens up the flow of energy in your environment to allow you to receive with ease in divine time. So when you apply the principles, you always say, if not this, something better, because who are we to know what's the best for us, right?
Right, of course.
And we keep in mind that the universe gives you what's best for your highest good at the time.
you may be presented with circumstances that require you to change some things in your life before you receive what you ask for. Just
of
like,
course.
You know how many people win the lottery and then they blow the money right away?
Right.
So you have to be ready to receive. And so it's important that you understand that most of the time when you put your request out there, you're going to be, you'll be presented with opportunities in order to receive them. And
of
you
course.
Must take action on those opportunities. That's how you manifest.
Of course,
if you want to manifest a partner, you're not going to sit in your home waiting for Prince Charming to knock on your door. You have to get out there. You have to be with people. You make your feng shui changes, and you get out, and you take action.
Mm-hmm.
So that's step three, is taking persistent action.
Okay. And then step four is?
Step four is to keep your faith. Just like planting seeds in the garden, you are planting the seeds for your goals that you want to manifest. When you plant your seeds in the soil, you water them, you fertilize them, and you believe without a shadow of a doubt that those flowers are going to grow just in a matter of time, right?
Of course.
And then you begin to see those little sprouts. And within time, they grow bigger and bigger. And it works the same way with what you want to create in your life. To manifest your goals, you're planting your seeds by writing down what you want on paper. Then you're arranging your home according to feng shui principles. You water those goals with positive thoughts and taking action. And then you be patient and stay in faith and trust that it's going to manifest in perfect time, in divine time. You don't worry about how it's going to happen. You don't try to control how it's going to happen. And that's where most people mess up. They set a time limit on their goal. They try to control how it's going to happen. Let go of all that and hold on to your desire.
And I'm sure that you have some interesting stories about people who have had to keep the faith for quite a bit of time, too, after they had everything else in line.
That's right. And a lot of people give up right before it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to do that. Just like in the book I'll refer to, Think and Grow Rich Again, he has a chapter where someone was digging for gold, and they gave up right before they struck the gold and sold the land, and within 10 minutes, the person that bought the land struck gold. So you don't want to give up. You want to stay in faith, and it's going to happen when it's supposed to happen.
Right.
As long as you are in the receiving mode. You have to be in the receiving mode and feel good enough to receive. You have to have that self-esteem and feel worthy enough to receive. So I work with my clients when they feel that they're not worthy and they have, I call it, the not good enough syndrome going on. I do energy work with my clients so that they get empowered and they feel worthy and they feel confident. And that's when they're in the receiving mode.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. I also have some other news, too. You have a caller. We have a caller on line 111.
Oh, that's a nice number.
Yeah.
111.
It's a private number. And if this caller is still available, we'd love to hear what you have to say. Would you like to introduce yourself to us? Welcome to the program. Hello? This is Claudia. Hello, are you there? Sounds like we might have lost the caller. Okay, so let's go back, Sheree, to some of the other things that we were discussing. You have the four steps involved in feng shui. Before we go on, I'd like to ask you if you would please give your contact information so if anybody is listening, if they would like to get in touch with you, that they have the opportunity to do so.
Sure. Okay, so you can connect with me first. A lot of people are on social media, so facebook.com/theflowdoctor, T-H-E-S-L-O-W-D-O-C-T-O-R.
I'd love for you to join our Flow community, introduce yourself when you get on, and I give motivational tips, feng shui tips to inspire you on there. You can also go to my website, theflowdoctor.com. I offer a gift for women entrepreneurs, an e-course on feng shui and flow that you can sign up for. I also work with other people that are not women entrepreneurs as well, so feel free to contact me. And you can reach me by email at Sheree, Sheree, at theflowdoctor.com, theflowdoctor.com. I have a blog on my website with lots of information on feng shui and also positive mindset, and I have information on feng shui for the home and feng shui for the business. So feel free to take a look. And I also have, besides doing one-on-one consultations in person, I make house calls. I also work with people all over the world because of technology and makes it possible. So I do feng shui consultations from a distance, as well as energy work. And I have lots of online products in my success store that you can do it yourself as well.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I was going to ask you, in light of the fact that you work all over, how does feng shui impact children? Have you seen a difference in your clients' family life as a result of having their homes feng shuied?
Oh, definitely. And a lot of children are very overactive these days because of all the technology. So it is important for the child to have a place of retreat in their own bedroom. So choosing the right color and the right artwork and clearing the clutter and even empowering the child to teach the child how to feng shui his or her own bedroom is great because you're empowering that child. In feng shui, there's different areas in your life that are represented in either your bedroom or throughout your home. So if you teach your child, okay, well, this is the area that is going to bring more helpful people and friends into your life, so you can make adjustments here. Or this is the area that's going to help you get more babysitting jobs. Or this is the area that's going to help you get into the college that you want. So it's very empowering to teach children feng shui, and it also helps create more harmony within the family as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful, because I don't think people realize how much the arrangement of furniture can impact how you feel until you recognize the difference. It's sort of like walking into a beautifully furnished space in a hotel or in a restaurant.
Or a home model. But there's also invisible factors, Claudia, that people are unaware of. That's why it's important to have a feng shui consultant that works with energy help you out when you're really going through rough times, because there are metaphysical energies or energies that are left from people that lived in your home before you that are carried over. There's energies left if you are angry or sick or frustrated. You know how they say if walls can talk? They really can, because everything's energy, and that energy remains. So it needs to be addressed and cleared. And also we're with technology these days, we're bombarded with electromagnetic radiation and energy that can affect your health and your mindset. It can cause anxiety and depression. So those things need to be addressed. And you can't see them, but you can feel them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the impacts your it impacts your just how you feel in a space. And even though the place can be pointed and, you know, very, very well decorated, if it doesn't have the right flow with certain components, it's just not going to be – it's not properly feng shui.
Absolutely, and then your life is going to be affected.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I can always tell when a space has been energized or the flow is done correctly. And it's interesting because there are some places that, you know, in the West, and I'm talking about like in the 1800s, you know, you talk about churches, you walk into some of those buildings and they're beautifully appointed, the windows look gorgeous and the pews are really pretty and it's old wood and it just has this wonderful aura of, you know, love and peace and harmony there. And that instinctively has been created in a positive way. But in most people's homes, if there is some challenges, having somebody such as you go in and assist with what the issues are, I think is so beneficial. And I don't think a lot of people, especially people who haven't been exposed to it, understand the impact that it can possibly have for them until they actually have it changed in their own house and in their own life, and then they see the differences manifest.
Absolutely. I have two teenage daughters, and when their friends come over, they say, oh, I love this house. I don't want to leave. It feels so peaceful. And they don't realize they're picking up on the energy, how it feels.
Right.
Not really the, you know, so much of the way it looks or decorated, but they're picking up on the energy.
Right, exactly. And it's just how everything is oriented within the house itself. And, you know, and it's so interesting. Because, like I said, I do know a little bit about it. And I know that it has to do with the orientation of some of the furniture. It has to do with the colors. It has to do with the placement of certain items within the home itself. And it's a lot more complex than just picking the right furniture and painting
the
wall.
It's very complex, and there's different schools of thought. So if you are reading books or taking classes, you want to be mindful of that because it can be confusing.
Sure.
There's different schools of thought. One school talks about direction, north, south, east, west. Another one talks about the Bagua map, so you want to stick with the same school of thought. And I just want to say that Donald Trump works with a feng shui consultant whenever he builds a new building. And he was quoted back in the 1970s, which is a long time ago, saying, I don't have to believe in feng shui. I just know that it makes me money.
You know, for him to figure that out at that time period is pretty remarkable. And I think that if people can take unconventional means and use it to help them manifest what they're looking for, all the better for them. I think that's
right. I say that it's time to be unconventional. If you are trying all these different things for your health and nothing's working, it's time to be unconventional and look at your home, because you're sleeping there. You're in your bedroom a third of your life, so what's going on in there and what's going on in your home that's affecting your health? And if you're working in a space and you're not doing well and you're using all the business strategies and if you're still not doing well, then what's going on in your space? And even if you are doing well, you're not reaching your full potential if your office is not set up properly.
Yeah, it's
and
it's
even
amazing
if your life is going well, it can go even better when you apply the
feng
shui.
Yeah,
there's always room for improvement.
It's interesting to say that, too, because I think a lot of people think, oh, everything is fine in my life. I don't necessarily need feng shui. And their home is neat. They don't have the clutter issues. They're fairly successful, at least by most people's standards. But if they end up having a little bit of a tweaking going on within their house, it could end up making the difference between being, you know, fairly successful and then launching you up to another, into the stratosphere and becoming even more successful than you ever thought.
Absolutely.
And yeah, and that's really amazing to think about, Sheree. I can't thank you enough for coming on to the show and talking to people about this.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for helping me get the word out and helping more people. And I also offer a free consultation, telephone conversation to discuss what's going on in your life and to see if we're a good fit and this is something for you. So feel free to email me also again at Sheree, S-H-E-R-E-E, at theflowdoctor.com and let me know you're interested in the free telephone conversation.
I will definitely let people know that. Please let me know if you are interested in getting into touch with Sheree, or just if you're interested in nutrition. And I would like to point out that making sure that your home space is balanced and stable and peaceful is a key component to the whole area of holistic nutrition that I'm working in with people as well. Because if your environment's not happy, you know, you can sit there and change your diet all you like, and it will make a difference, but
Cherie has a very good point. If you're not finding what you're looking for, you have to make sure that your space is good and balanced and peaceful, too. So, Cherie, thank you so much again. Go to theflowdoctor.com and connect with her on Facebook. And please also connect with me on Facebook, too. I'm Claudia Cleary on Facebook. And I hope that you all have a marvelous week. And we will see you here again next Wednesday at 1 o'clock Central Time. And this has been Namaste Nutrition.
Thank you,
Namaste.
Claudia.
Thank you, Sherie.